Granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I know, Islam. I believe you're right.
Now, see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down at Pine Ridge. Well, after 2 days of fruitless search for the buried treasure, Lum, Abner, and Cedric turned the remains of their treasure map over to the owner of the property where they'd been digging, and then they started their homeward journey. As we look in on the tired travelers today, we find them in a telegraph office in Little Rock, Arkansas.
Well, go ahead, Lum. Write that telegram. Don't just stand there squinting your eyes at all.
Well, I'm just studying how to say it.
Studying? Well, lo me, there ain't nothing to study about. Give me one of them telegraph blanks there. I'll write it. Cedric, let me have that pencil there.
Yes, ma'am. Reckon what they got the pencils chained to the desk for this way.
More likely to keep folks from stealing it. Dear Grandpappy Spear.
Let's see how a little old pencil could keep nobody from stealing a big desk.
Don't bother me, Cedric. I'm writing the telegrams here.
Oh, excuse me, Mr. Abner.
Yeah, Lum, this is all we got to say. We are broke in Little Rock. Send $20 to get home. Your true friends, Abner and Lum.
And Cedric. I want to get home, too.
All right. And Cedric. How's that, Lum?
It's too long for one thing, Abner. Can't be over 10 words, you know.
Well, I'll cut it down. Just scratch that out right there. Take that
Don't
out.
Don't scratch
there.
Me out.
Now, we are broke. Send $20. How's that?
Well, that's way under 10 words.
Oh, well, I'll put some of them back in, you see.
No, I ain't worried about getting the 10 words. What bothers me is how to say what we want to say.
I've done said it. We are broke. Send $20.
Yeah, but I don't want to put it just that away, Abner.
Huh?
I sort of hate to admit we're broke and that we're coming home empty-handed.
Well, I do, too, but we can't just stay here in Little Rock and starve to death. All we got's 51 cents twixt the three of us, just about enough to send the telegram.
Yeah, but I wish we could find some words that don't make it sound like we were such complete failures with our treasury expedition.
Well, we ain't complete failures, are we?
Practical. We ain't bringing back no buried treasury.
No, but that fella that owns the property where it's supposed to be buried, he's going to keep on digging for it. We give him the treasury map, or what was left of it, and he's going to send us half of anything he digs up.
Yeah, but just twixt me and you, I don't think he's going to dig up very much treasury.
You don't
know. In all that digging we done there, we never come across a single diamond necklace, not even a scrap or a stick pin or a wristwatch or nothing.
No, but maybe if we'd dug just a little longer, why?
Well, we couldn't hardly do that, though. Got to get back to the store, and Cedric's vacation's just about up.
Please, Mom, I ought to be back at the war plant tomorrow by actual rights.
Yeah, well, we better get this telegram sent then and get home quick as we can. Here, send this, Mom. Dear Grandpap, we are broke. Send $20. That's the best way to say it.
Maybe so, but still, I hate to do it that way. It'll make us the laughing stocks of the whole town.
Laughing stock?
Why, sure. After all that big talk we made about coming back with our car loaded down with gold and silver and platinum knickknacks and how he was all going to be million thousandaires. Now, here we are, flat broke, begging Grandpap for money to get home on.
Oh, yeah. See what you mean, sort of. I don't know how else to write the telegram, though, Lum.
Well, maybe we could start it out something like, everything going along great, or something like that.
Yeah, could. Might say, everything going along great, except we're broke. No, we don't want to say that, do we?
No.
Oh, you know, it's hard to get away from saying we're broke, Lum, as long as that's what we're trying to say.
Say, how would this telegram be? We are needing money bad. No, that ain't no good.
No, that's no good. It's the,
I got one here.
What's that?
Cheers and good wishes to a fine young man on his graduation day.
Graduation day?
Yes, Mom. That's my favorite telegram, I believe. I've always wanted to send that to somebody.
Well, Grandpappy Spears ain't graduating from school, Cedric. What we want to do is borrow some money from him.
Well, there's some other telegrams here. Let's see. What you have to do is just check the one you want. You don't have to write it out or nothing.
Here, let me see that thing, Cedric. Where'd you get this anyway?
Oh, I've been saving it.
Huh?
I picked it up at the telegraph office at the county seat about 2 years ago.
Well?
I figured I might have to send a telegram someday, and I didn't want to be caught short-handed.
I know, as long as it says here that you can send these for just 25 cents. That'll save us some money. Have enough left over to get some crackers to nibble on.
Oh, well, in the first place, them telegrams won't fit. In the second place, the telegram company has cut them out.
It says right here in black and ink.
Yeah, but Cedric just now said he picked it up 2 years ago.
Oh, that's right. Doggy, that's a shame, because there's some pretty good ones here. Congratulations, Dad and Mom, on your wedding anniversaries. Hope you have many more. Doggy, that's pretty, you know. That is pretty.
You know, I like this next one better.
Just hear the good news that a tiny visitor has come to live with you. Congratulations.
Reckon who that tiny visitor is, a midget or a Shorty Foster, somebody like that?
I don't know. Don't say. Has Shorty went to visit somebody?
Oh, for goodness sakes. Will you two throw that thing away and let me concentrate on this here telegram I'm trying to write?
Well, Lum, I don't think we have to worry so much about it. Just say we're broke, we need $20. We're just sending a telegram to Grandpappy Spears, not to the whole town of Pine Ridge.
You're sending a telegram to Grandpappy just the same as sending it to the whole town, though. No, he can't keep nothing to himself.
Well, no, you're right about that. We might could say right in a telegram that he ain't supposed to mention this to nobody else.
Well, that'd just make it worse. Quick as Grandpap figured it was a secret of some kind, he'd be more anxious than ever to spread it around town.
Yeah, I reckon you're right. He does love to carry gossip around. He's a big blabbermouth if I ever seen one.
Oh, he's a gum beater. Jaw flapper. Gossip mongrel if I ever seen one.
He's worse than Sister Simpson any day. I wish we didn't have to send him this telegram, to be honest.
I do, too. But I don't know no other way out of this.
No.
If we can't stay here, we've got to get home some way. And I know he'll be glad to loan us some money.
Yeah, wait, Lum, I know what we can do. Grandpap will never expect we're broke, neither. We can send him the telegram I wrote down there asking him to send the money, but we won't use our names. We'll just sign it Mr. Smith or something like that.
Yeah, that's a good... No, that won't work.
Huh?
Grandpap ain't going to send no $20 to somebody he don't even know.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, let's see. Now, can we write that telegram? It needs study here now.
Greg and Uncle Dave would like to get this.
Huh?
Congratulations and a great big hug for a tiny tot on her fourth birthday.
Cedric, you might just as well throw that thing away. It ain't no good no more.
Oh, I'd love to send Uncle Dave a telegram. He don't get many of them.
Listen, Cedric.
Here's a good one for him. Thousands are in these stands cheering you on to victory. I hope you make a touchdown today.
Listen, Cedric, we just got enough money to send one telegram, so just forget Uncle Dave.
Hey, Granny Zabin, just about anything you study here works its way back to we're broke, send $20.
I know it. That's what I'm finding out, too. Wind up every time.
I hate to send that to Grandpap, though, because I can just see the gleam in his eye when he reads it.
Oh, he'd love to read that the worst way. He'd just sit there and might not drool at the mouth. He'd be so anxious to start blabbing it all over town.
Fall all over himself getting to the phone to call up Charlie Redfield or
something. That's exactly who he'd call the first thing. At that blame Charlie Redfield.
Then he'd rush out in the street and head straight for Mose Moot's barbershop and tell everybody over there.
And on the way over, he'd wave the telegram there and show it to everybody he seen. Women, children, he wouldn't care who seen it.
And he'd holler it out to the driver on the mail hack so he'd get carried clean over to Cherry Hill, clean into the county seat.
For the land's sakes, that varmint.
You know, he's just been waiting for a chance like this.
Why, sure he has, sure.
You know, he's sort of joshed us about this whole expedition idea anyway.
Well, I don't recollect him joshing us, but I know he must have.
Well, he never come right out flat-footed and done it, but he was thinking it anyway.
Yes, sir, I bet you we could lawsuit him for what's been going on that little old mind of his, you know it?
I know good and well when we left town last week to go to Tennessee and start digging for the treasure. I know good and well he thought it was just a wild goose chase.
Why, of course he did. Of course he did. You could tell that just as plain as anything at all.
And so he's just been waiting for something like this to happen to us.
Why, sure.
Thanks his eye, bound you, he's been hoping and praying it would happen. Been laying awake nights wishing it would.
That honorary critter.
Ain't that awful? That gets me mad all over.
Oh, me too.
I'll bet you right this minute, right this very minute, he's sitting there in Dick Huddleston's store just waiting for this telegram to come in.
Oh, sure. I can see him sitting there now. Ain't even reading the almanac or nothing. just waiting, that snake in the weeds.
Yeah, he'll make a big to-do about sending us the money, too.
Oh, a fine friend he is.
Get half the town there to watch him do it.
And make a lot of smart remarks about us.
Yeah, and everybody will laugh and giggle and gruffle.
That low-down varmint. I hate him. I hate and despise him.
Granted, I hate him, too. Who are we talking about?
Grandpappy Spears, that skinny old dried-up critter.
Oh, him.
Yes, sir, him.
And after all we've did for him, too. Set up with him when he was sick.
And we loaned him money once, but we never tried to make a laughing stock out of him about it.
Of course we never. Well, sir, I never thought Grandpap would turn again us this way.
Me neither.
After us helping him with his crops the year he was took down with the fever.
Yeah. Sure done it.
Well, you just can't trust nobody. Their human nature comes out sooner or later.
That no good underhanded varmint.
Oh, sneaky traitor. Wolf in sheep clothing.
That double-crossing, gopher-toothed, goat-faced old horse.
Yeah, give me that pencil, Adam. I'll write that telegram right now.
Might as well get it over with. Cedric, when we get back to town, don't never have nothing to do with that Grandpappy Spear.
No, Mom, I ain't going to.
That varmint will turn again you every time. I wouldn't trust him as far as I can throw an elk's tooth with the elk still on it.
Granny's that order to hold him.
Huh?
Now, give me our 51 cents.
Yeah, what'd you say in it?
I said a plenty.
What? What'd you tell him?
Well, Mr. Milford Spears, Pine Ridge, Arkansas.
That's our time.
You can just keep your dad blame money. See if we can.
That's our telling him. Send that right now. I don't think we'll throw
thank you.